SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, millions of dollars of illegal tobacco seized in a cross-border bust, an inquiry into Facebook's decision not to renew contracts with Australian publishers, and US golfer Lexi Thompson claims the first round of the Women's PGA in Washington. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The alleged head of several illicit tobacco arson attacks is among more than a dozen people arrested in a cross-border crime bust. The 29-year-old was one of nine people charged with proceeds of crime offences when $10 million worth of illegal tobacco was seized. Western Australia Police teamed up with Victorian counterparts to investigate the tobacco networks following a series of arsons in April. Police say the arson attacks were allegedly linked to an organised crime group in Perth. Australian community media has warned that regional journalism will suffer because of Facebook's decision to leave the Australian news market. Meta, which owns Facebook, announced it would not renew commercial deals with Australian publishers, which will cost the industry an estimated $70 million. National and regional news outlets have given evidence to the government's social media and Australian Society inquiry. They warn local news coverage will shrink unless the government intervenes. Managing Director of Australian Community Media, Anthony Kendall, says some papers may be shut down.
Meta, as we know, has now abandoned the commitment to publishers because it holds a view that fact-based news doesn't have a place in its users' lives. As a result, ACM will be forced to make hard decisions on the future of many of our mastheads and the jobs they support. Make no mistake, Meta's decision will mean ACM and many other publishers will be forced to close titles.
A parliamentary inquiry has recommended Labor's live sheep export legislation be passed. Labor has introduced legislation that would ban live sheep exports from Australia from 2028, with a plan to help farmers and industry adapt to the change in the years leading up to the ban. The report follows a three-week inquiry into the legislation, which heard from farmers, industry and animal welfare groups. National's leader David Littleproud says the bill should have received greater scrutiny.
This is just a box-ticking exercise that shows complete contempt with only a couple of weeks of ability to be able to not only give submissions but to be able to have that committee hear the concerns of so many submissions. I mean, they've got till 2028. What's the rush?
Environment ministers from across Australia have agreed to work together to divert lithium-ion batteries from landfill. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek met with state and territory counterparts to discuss better ways to dispose of lithium-ion batteries, which have caused 1,000 fires in the past year. A fire caused by a lithium-ion battery destroyed the ACT's only recycling facility in 2022. This has forced all recycling to be diverted to interstate processing centres until at least 2025. Updating sport, and US golfer Lexi Thompson has taken the first round lead during the Women's PGA Championship in Washington. The 29-year-old showcased her talent to make six birdies for a one-shot lead over world number one Nelly Korda. Korda started on the back nine and made four birdies in her first five holes. World number five and 2019 PGA champion Hannah Green is the leading Australian. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.